Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Romans 4:9. Cometh this blessedness, then, upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? Colossians 2:8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Why this caution from the voice of inspiration? Our daily danger makes it expedient, lest any man beguile you of your reward. Beware of men. Call no man rabbi, saith the Lord, lest any man judge against your privileges, impair your comforts, or distress your mind. Here is every blessing to make poor sinners happy, righteousness imputed without works, iniquities forgiven, and sins covered, sin not imputed. This trinity of blessings flow from the unity of free grace. Such blessedness cometh, free as the air, unmerited as the light, comforting as the sun, possessed by the unworthy, enjoyed by the ill-deserving, sure to all the redeemed, the inestimably rich privileges of every believer in Jesus. Hear the wise God and vain man differ in judgment. Legal hearts are ever thinking of obtaining a righteousness by works and pardon upon conditions, but God imputes a righteousness without works, even the best robe. None but untoward children find fault with the Father's gift. None but proud children object to the Father's clothing. For thy righteousness, even if perfect, O soul, is at best but the righteousness of a creature. But Jesus' righteousness is the righteousness of the God-man, infinite in value, like His precious blood, by which our sins are atoned. They are not imputed to us, because laid upon Jesus, God pardons them in justice to Him. Christ hath performed every condition for us. Faith takes its views and forms its judgments from revealed truths. So it is evidence in divine original. Thus it gives all glory to God, while the sense of pardon is applied to the soul by the Spirit, who comforts the soul in truth. And thus a living, vital union is preserved between Jesus and His members through faith. From a joyful sense of pardon, love is increased, holiness incited. Man is humbled, Jesus exalted, free grace glorified in, hope encouraged, slavish fears rejected, and the heavenly inheritance longed for as a free gift by Jesus. Thus all is of God, all is of grace, all cometh freely. Even eternal life is the free gift of God by Jesus Christ, who saith, "Fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Luke 12:32. And doth the Lord impute no sin? Art thou thus blessed, O my soul? Spurn unbelief and Satan's wiles, and let them not thy peace control. Reject the legal prating of those who make God debtor to their terms, who strip free grace of its just due, and rob God's glory of its charms. That was from old-time preacher William Mason. And here's some grace gems from, I don't know if the man was a preacher, or but his name was Christopher Love. He lived from the year of our Lord 1618 to 1651. Number one, grace is the understanding that Christ is a better Savior than you are a vile sinner. Number two, I am now going from a prison to a palace. I have finished my work and am now going to receive my wages. Spoken by Brother Christopher moments before his execution. Number three, if the Lord should bring a wicked man to heaven, then heaven would be hell to him. For he who loves not grace upon earth will never love it in heaven. Number four, do not pore over the things you lack, but upon the mercies you have. Look rather to God's purpose in afflicting than to the measure and degree of your affliction. Help us with that, O Lord. Number five, I would rather be a preacher in a pulpit than a prince on a throne. Number six, if the elect should perish, then Jesus Christ should be very unfaithful to his Father, because God the Father has given this charge to Christ, that whoever he elected, Christ should preserve them safe to bring them to heaven. The following encouraging gospel message is entitled Regeneration, Repentance, Faith, Conversion. The Holy Spirit quickens the sinner with new spiritual life. He is thus born again. It is a work complete at once, and one in which the sinner is completely passive. This is regeneration. The sinner knows not that he is born again, but by the results which are manifested in the mind, heart, and life. His mind is enlightened. He becomes deeply conscious of his personal relationship to God's holiness, to eternity, and to the judgment to come. These are to him realities, such as they had never been before. He sees himself to be guilty before God and deserving of eternal condemnation. This is repentance. His heart becomes restless in consequence of his charge or his change of mind. He is weary and burdened under a consciousness of guilt. He looks to Jesus' dying on the cross as a sinner's substitute. He trusts in him as his only hope of salvation. And thus, with the heart, he believes and is saved. This is faith. His life is now changed. The mind and heart being thus affected, the whole current of his outer life is altered. The man turns away from the ways of sin and turns to God. He becomes a true disciple and follower of the Lord Jesus. This is conversion. In other words, number one, regeneration is the impartation of a new nature and is in Scripture termed being born again. It is an instantaneous work of the Holy Spirit, complete at once, though capable of increase in vigor and manifestation. Number two, repentance is a change of mind about our relationship to God, whereby we become conscious that however moral or religious we may have been, we are really without God and without hope in the world. We deeply sense that we are guilty before God and deserving eternal condemnation. Number three, faith is the trust of the heart in Christ crucified as the way of deliverance from guilt and deserved condemnation. Number four, conversion is the change of the outward life. Having received Christ as his Savior, the believer now serves and follows him as his Lord and Master. That was from preacher Thomas Moore, from his outstanding book, which preacher Wayne Boyd was kind enough to get to me and some of the other brethren. The name of the book, if you want to write this down, friends, it's Counsels and Thoughts for the Spiritual Life of Believers. And Thomas Moore's surname is spelled M-O-O-R. Counsels and Thoughts for the Spiritual Life of Believers. Highly recommend it. Poor lepers in the sight of God, in sin his people lay, But by the Savior's sacrifice, He washed it all away. Oh, precious cleansing fount for sin, atonement Jesus made. What wondrous wisdom, grace, and love are in His death displayed. The great redeeming work was done. It is finished, Jesus cried. And with His sacrificial death, justice was satisfied. Worthy the Lamb, who once was slain, sings all the ransomed throng. Thou hast redeemed us to the Lord, shall be our endless song. Let's get real. There's an old adage that says, let's get real. I take that to mean that it's time to be truthful, to be realistic, to be genuine and honest. It's time to get serious. Number one, let's get real about who God is. Holy, just, and righteous in all His ways. He is love. He gives grace and mercy. And He is forgiving, but never by compromising His holiness and justice. Number two, let's get real about our deplorable condition. We read that each of us is a sinner, alienated from God because of transgressions against Him. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And in Psalm 14:1, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. It is for certain that no unrighteous person will ever stand accepted before God. 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Number three, let's get real about salvation. The way of salvation is not by works which we have done. Please see Titus 3:5. Critical scripture. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, said the Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. See John 14:6. The Father receives no one who does not come to Him through the appointed Savior. To honor the justice of God and save poor sinners, the Son of God joined His deity with our humanity, and as the Son of Man lived in this world in full conformity to the demands of God's law, He suffered the penalty for our sins, which is death. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4. Number four, let's get real about death. People make jokes about death because folks do not want to seriously consider the fact that the end of our earthly existence is real and rapidly approaching. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23. Number five, the gospel is the only real message of good news for real sinners. I proclaim real grace for real sins, which are really pardoned by the real sacrifice of Christ. It is really true that those in whose stead He died are quickened by the Spirit through the gospel being preached to them. The Holy Spirit grants real faith in the real Savior. Christ established a real righteousness for all of His people, which is really imputed to each of them. Let's get real. The gospel is not make-believe. It is real, and it will be good news to all who are convinced of their helplessness by the revealing power of the Holy Spirit and made to know that they really need an almighty Savior. The gospel announces a real salvation for all who believe on Christ as He is revealed in the Scriptures. Do you really believe on the name of the Son of God? That was from Preacher Jim Bird of 13th Street Grace Church in Ashland, Kentucky, USA. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tsidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live. And I would really look forward to writing you back. Again, the address to write is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.